Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Rocket Nation. Welcome to a special episode of Rocket Radio Blast. We're on air today at a different time and for 1 hour only. We're on air for 1 hour today at 10 until 11 this morning. And that's because yours truly is filming later this evening. So usually the Rocket Radio Blast usually goes for about 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday. Today that won't be the case because yours truly is going to be filming downtown Detroit later today. I'm excited for that, wrapping up this short film that we're doing this week. And today is one of the days that we're filming. So we're only going to go 1 hour today on this broadcast. And it's going to be a good hour. Because we're talking Thanksgiving. We're going to reflect back to some of our Thanksgiving food. I'm going to talk about what I enjoy, what I like to eat, what I'm looking forward to. And we're also going to preview a little bit of football towards the end of the broadcast as well. So 10 this morning, we are on air until 11 a.m. You're more than welcome to call in at any time, 646-668-8042. I'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? What do you prefer most? I think the big thing I would like to talk about is, do you prefer turkey or duck? Which one of the two do you like more? And what is more valuable? Has the turkey gone, I don't know, has it gone overrated? Do people still eat turkey anymore to some degree? We're going to dig deep into that a little bit. And we're also, like I said, we're also going to preview the three NFL games that's going to be happening. We got Bears, Lions, Redskins, Cowboys, and Falcons and Saints. You notice a lot of NFC teams are playing on Thanksgiving. You don't see too many AFC teams playing on Thanksgiving anymore. Ever since three-game format, because back in the day, it used to be just two. It would always be Cowboys and Lions. One of those two teams was hosting an AFC team. The other team would be hosting on the NFC team. CBS would broadcast one game. Fox would broadcast the other. And they would both kind of rotate. So let's say last year when the Bears and Lions played each other on Thanksgiving. Actually, no. That was 2 years ago. I remember the Lions playing the Vikings on Thanksgiving last year. That game was on Fox. This year, they're hosting the Bears on CBS. That means next year they'll be hosting Fox on Thanksgiving. Anyway, so we're going to dig into that. We're going to talk about those games a little bit, and we're also going to just kind of reflect back on what Thanksgiving means to us and what we're most thankful for. So while we're doing that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into a little break real quickly. And stick around with us because we're just getting started. This is Rocket Radio Blast on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast on Blog Talk Radio. Rocket is here with you. We're on live until 11 o'clock. We got 45 minutes left to broadcast time. And I just want to reflect back to what Thanksgiving means to me. I think about the history of it and, you know, the pilgrims and things of that nature and the wars that took place and transpired. And throughout the years, we always talked about what we're thankful for, what Thanksgiving really means to us. It's not just about eating. It's not just about being with family. It's just about being thankful for life, period. I will honestly say that despite whatever's been going on with me personally or any setbacks I might have had, any issues that may be lingering, I'm thankful to still have a life. And we can always turn things around with our lives that we could say, okay, well, we'll make a change. You know, we're going to be different. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better. We're going to be more independent. We're going to be more faithful. I think that alone is what allows me to be thankful. I'm thankful to have a life. I'm thankful to be faithful. And I'm just happy about that. And there's not too many people that can say that right now. There are people out there that are sick. There are people out there dealing with injuries, permanent. There are people dealing with terminal illnesses. I'm thankful. I'm one of the fortunate ones. I think that we tend to get a little bit, I want to say, a little bit despondent. I think we tend to be so overzealous. We tend to just overthink things, and we tend to look at the holidays from a different perspective. I think now Thanksgiving should come as a special holiday to a lot of us. So many people are looking forward to Christmas now that we tend to just skip over Thanksgiving. So it jumps from Halloween to Christmas. It's almost like Thanksgiving doesn't mean that much to some people out there. And that's very disappointing because I think that's the one time of year we should be very, very thankful for many things that we have, whether it's people in our lives, whether it's possessions in our lives, feelings in our lives. We should be thankful for that. So take the time to be thankful for what you have. Be thankful that you're still breathing. You're still here. You're with the ones you love. Somebody out there cares for you. Somebody out there is praying for you. So take that time and utilize that. Maintain that feeling. Maintain that level of thankfulness. And be grateful. I was also thinking about growing up when I was a kid and how excited I was to be around family, and I couldn't wait to taste the delicious food, some of the great things they were cooking. Now, me personally, I didn't always eat everything. There was some stuff I would say, nah, not really my thing. I mean, I have my level of pickiness too, so there's some things that I would eat and there's some things I wouldn't even look at. That's just me. I don't know anyone that could eat everything. I mean, whoever it is, more power to you. Kudos. But for me, there was some stuff I preferred more than others. Obviously, I love me some turkey. Obviously, I love macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, greens, occasionally regular beans. But there was some stuff I would do. Like, y'all gonna laugh at this, but I was never really big on cranberry sauce. Think I've ever had cranberry sauce in my life. I just wouldn't eat it. Potato salad, I can't even stand the smell of it. The smell of it alone makes my stomach feel weak. And carrot cake, oh, I used to eat carrot cake a few times and I would throw it right back up. So I had my options, I guess you could say. I would not look at everything. I would not eat everything. I would not touch everything. But when it came to really eating, obviously the turkey was at the top of my list. And I really love honey-baked ham. Actually, honey-baked ham is my favorite thing to eat for Thanksgiving. I could eat honey-baked ham all day. And a lot of times I would eat it alone. Like, you give me about 3 or 4 strips, cut them all up, I'm good to go. Maybe warm it up in the microwave, I'm set. Last year I did it a couple times. I would eat some honey-baked ham with some eggnog. I was sold. I was done. That was like, cowgirl, take me away. But that's what I loved. I loved it a lot. And I'll be honest with you, it was this total grand scale. It was delicious, very happy that I was able to have Honey Bay Hair. Very happy about that. I also want to send a special shout-out to my regular co-host, Siobhan Clark, a.k.a. Chevy, who couldn't be here with us today due to her work schedule. And, of course, normally we would broadcast the show later in the evening, so she would have been available to do it later tonight, but because yours truly is filming, that's not going to be the case this go-around. But she will be back on air with us next week. Looking forward to having her on, and she just provides such a great input. If you didn't listen to last week's show, go ahead and listen to it. She provided great input when we talked about 80s and 90s, early 2000s, TV shows, cartoons, music. She provided a whole lot of great insight, and that's one of the reasons why I was so happy to have her as a co-host for this show. And I'm going to be looking for more co-hosts, too, so if you're interested, please contact yours truly on Facebook.com/ChristianRockyAdams. You can message me, or you can email me at Christian.Adams@Yahoo.com. That's C-R-I-S-T-E-N. Okay, just so you'll know, C-R-I-S-T-E-N.Adams@Yahoo.com. And Facebook.com/CRISTEN Rocket Adams. That's ADAMS, too, by the way. Now, I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about the film that I'm shooting later tonight. It's called The Cold Winter. It's a directorial debut by this young upcoming filmmaker named Kenneth Brown Jr. He also goes by Brock. He's a very cool, very down-to-earth guy. I had the pleasure of working with him this past weekend. This past Saturday, we were shooting two projects. We were shooting a scene for Black Jesus, the web series. We're working on episode 7. I was hoping we'd be done by now, but we've had a couple setbacks. I've had to work around a couple schedules, a couple guys who couldn't be at our last shoot. So we're just finishing up a couple more scenes that we have, and we will be done with the episode. Our next shoot will be on the 15th of December, so hopefully we'll have the whole episode done at that point. We were finishing up that scene, so I want to send a special shout-out to Brittany Miller, who's an upcoming actress. It's my first time working with her. We had her on set before, but we weren't able to shoot anything with her, so we decided to get some close-up reactions of her. So we got some stuff with her. And stuff that we can definitely use in the footage. Greg Schur, I had the pleasure of working with him in the Murder Mystery Company for about a year, from September last year up until September this year. Actually, my last show was back in August with him. We did a show together at this place called Kelly's Island in Ohio. Phenomenal show. It was an outdoor event. They served us great food, great beverages. They took care of us. They had a DJ there who did his thing. It was so much fun to do, and I knew in the back of my head that was probably going to be my last show with the Michigan Troop. I have not done a show since. That was back in mid-August. That was Saturday, August the 18th. I have not done this show since, so you move on. You move on, and I knew that that was going to be the case with me due to other things I got going on, so the work with him has been a blast. I've done more shows with him than everybody else, and he's been my favorite person to do Murder Mystery. Because we've had such great chemistry, regardless of the roles that we were playing, whether we were on the same side or on opposite ends, I had so much fun doing shows with him. And I'm going to miss doing those shows with him. But, you know, you move on. You move on. Things don't last forever. And trust me, I know this as well as anybody. But he came on board with us this past Saturday, did a phenomenal job. So I'm looking forward to coming back and shooting. December 15th, we'll be at the Greenfield Plaza. My good buddy Brian Williams, who did my last photo shoot back in July, he has a studio along with F. Allen Young, a couple good homeboys, a couple good fellas, you know, they're doing their thing, and it's been a pleasure. So we shot that. Then later on that evening, I got to link up with Kenneth, and we were in the downtown area. We were shooting at his cousin's apartment. We shot a scene. His cousin did a phenomenal job. She actually debuted her first ever photography session this past Saturday, so she's upcoming with that, too. So congratulations to her. She's a very bright young lady who's out there really doing her thing, so I'm happy for her. So tonight we're going to be shooting a scene, and we're actually going to get back together and shoot on Black Friday. I'm actually happy to be filming on Black Friday. It sure beats shopping. I would never shop on Black Friday, so don't expect me to. But we're going to be wrapping up this Friday, so I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, so I can't wait. I can't wait. This is a short film that he's working on, too, so he's really out there doing his thing. He's also a very upcoming, successful chef, and I'm happy about that. So I'm definitely happy for him, and I'm honored to be a part of this project. I just so happened to see it in a Facebook acting group, Michigan Acting. It was one of those groups that we have on Facebook. I saw it a couple Saturdays ago, one morning. I was actually up late at night, and I just so happened to see the cast post. So I saw that, and I said, okay, I'll contact him. It's about a young guy who meets this girl on Facebook. They never meet each other in person until he confronts her and realizes he's kind of been scammed. She takes a lot of money from him and everything. And, yeah, so it's kind of some shady stuff that she's on. So I'm looking forward to finishing up this project with him. And I could kind of relate because I remember I used to have issues on MySpace, but I don't want to dig deep into that. But, yeah, I think a lot of people have been victims of online scamming. It happens. It happens a lot. And it's certainly happening a lot more now. Level of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're meeting people constantly. What else? ChristianMingle.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com. All of that, it's just been coinciding. I think back to MySpace and Black Planet and all those previous sites that before. Proprietorship of that now, where we link up and everything and stuff like that. So, but I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. You'll see the film when it comes out. It's actually supposed to be out on Vimeo, so stay tuned. And we're going to have more episodes of Black Jesus, the web series, on Vimeo. It's going to be on Vimeo permanently going forward. We already have our pilot on YouTube, so check it out. Let me know what you think. And I appreciate everyone who's been subscribing to me, people who've been following me on Instagram. Thank you, guys. So we're almost at 10:30, so we got a little bit more than a half hour of broadcast time. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take another break. So this is Rocket Radio Blast on Blog Talk. When we come back, we're going to talk about the turkey and duck comparison. I want to really share my opinions on that with you guys on what I think is better and what I've been preferring more. And I'm just going to put Honey Baked Ham into that equation as well. So stay tuned. This is Rocket Radio Blast on Blog Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast on Blog Talk Radio. We got just 30 minutes left of broadcast time. And this is the best of Thanksgiving, so feel free to call in, 646-668-8042. Love to hear from you. And I would love to hear from you whether or not you think turkey or duck is better. If you've had it, that's if you've had both. You might have had only one, or you might prefer one over the other. Feel free to add your 2 cents in. Me personally, I grew up on turkey. Now, I want to say a few years ago, I want to say back in 2000, I wouldn't even say a few years. It's been more than a handful of years. I would say back in 2006, somewhere around the mid-2000s. I can't remember what year exactly, but I got a cousin. Shout out to Brandon Adams, a.k.a. Peanut, my cousin. He deep fried this duck, a mean duck, and it was so delicious. I can't begin to describe it to you, but it tasted so good going down. Lord have mercy. And that was the first time I ever had duck in my life. I never had fried duck. I never had duck of any kind. And I fell in love with it. I got to tell y'all, I was just feeling good about that. That was just, oh, man. You ever had a moment where you didn't care about nothing else? You ate something for the first time, and it was just so good that you would want to eat it over and over. But that's how I felt. And I just wish I remember what year it was exactly, but I know it was around the mid-2000s. I don't know if it was 2005, 2006, 2007, but my cousin made that duck, and boy, ooh, man. Ooh, let me tell y'all, that duck was off the chart. Man. And I remember I went home, and I was watching Looney Tunes, and I was watching a Daffy Duck cartoon sketch, and all I kept thinking about was the duck I had earlier that day. It was so good. I was talking with Kenneth Brown, you know, filmmaker I was working with this past weekend, and he thought that turkey was overrated. And I can't say I disagree with him. To me, turkey is good, but it's almost like you got to eat turkey with something in order for it to be really good. Like, I can't just eat turkey by itself. I can warm it up in the microwave if I have leftovers, but I got to have something with it, like macaroni and cheese or mashed potatoes or something, or some stuffing on the side. Because, to me, turkey's got that dry taste to it. Like, you could put some seasoning in it. You can definitely do that. You could put some gravy on it. You could probably stir fry it. You could do whatever you want with it. But to me, it always has a dry feel to it. Honey ham is so sweet in terms of the way that it tastes and what you can do with it. It's got that certain feel to it when you're eating it that I could eat honey baked ham all by myself or all by itself. And I talked about this in the broadcast earlier. I just love the way that it tastes. Like, you can eat it alone. You can slice it. You can cut it up some. You can even warm it up if you got leftovers of that, too, and it just tastes so good. I'll be honest, I prefer honey-baked ham over both. If I never had turkey again and just honey-baked ham, I'd be straight. I'd be okay. I don't have to eat turkey ever again to enjoy Thanksgiving festivities. I could have honey-baked ham, and I'd be straight. Either way, they're both good. They're both good. Turkey grew on me, and I kind of outgrew it. But let somebody I know make a turkey, and I will request that they save me a piece. You know, hook me up with a plate. I was telling a good friend of mine the other day, I was like, please save me a plate. Shout out to her, too. I'm not going to put her name out there, but she knows who she is. But I was like, hey, save me a plate if you can. If you can. It's so profound. I think we tend to take it for granted often. But it's really, really good. It's really, really good. But I like all three. I like all three. I prefer all three if I could, just because I think it's just so delicious. I could have all three along with everything else, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, some string beans, some regular greens, some stuffing, and I'm set. And by the way, we haven't even gotten to the dessert part. People have been, this is what really, really ticks me off. Everybody talks about, okay, black people don't eat pumpkin pie or we're not supposed to eat pumpkin pie. Who the hell says that? Seriously, who would say something like that? That's pathetic. Who cares? And me personally, they're both about the same. There's really not that much difference. Only difference is sweet potato pie is sweeter anyway. But I could definitely eat both. I had Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie last week. I bought it from Walmart because I never had it before, and I wanted to try it for the first time. And it was sweet. It tasted so rich. Have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory? It's almost like that, but from a pie standpoint. I mean, it was rich. That I even had it with some whipped cream. Ooh. My whole body just felt sweet after eating that. And I only had a smaller version. The smaller version that was about $3.99. Pretty good for rich. I mean, she really outdid herself with that. But it was good, though. It was good. But I like both. And you're not going to tell me to eat one more than the other. I'm going to eat both when I feel like it. And that's just the way it is. So y'all need to cut that out, black folks. Come on now. Who cares? They're both one and the same just about. And they're both pretty damn good. So cut that mess out. I mean, I've seen people post that on Facebook. Who cares? They're pies. And to be honest with you, I also like key lime pie. I can eat key lime pie for Thanksgiving. I mean, come on. Boston cream, lemon meringue, and I really like Edwards and Marie Callender. Marie Callender, they got this chocolate chip cookie dough pie. I had it a few months ago. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm starting to sound like my mother when I say this stuff. But it is off the hook. Okay. And if you never had it, I suggest you go out and buy it. Chocolate chip cookie dough pie. Man, y'all, this talk is making me want to go take a trip to Meijer later tonight after I'm done filming and hook myself up. But y'all should try it sometime. It's really that good. But I love these. I also like caramel pie. I had caramel pie one time. My late aunt made it, and she was really good at doing that. God rest her soul. She died a couple years ago. I also had her daughter, who is my cousin, also my godmother, passed away last summer. They both were phenomenal with the things that they made. Even if it was something I never had before, something I particularly didn't care for, if I had the opportunity to try it, more than likely I was going to enjoy it, which I did. And I'm going to miss that from them too, along with it, their personalities. My great aunt, her memory had been lost over the years, but growing up and being around her, we just always enjoyed each other's company. So I'm always going to miss that from her. But man, she was a phenomenal cook. Phenomenal cook. But I will also say that when we talk about pie, that caramel pie was good because she made one time and it was good. It was delicious. Chocolate cake, caramel cake. I will eat many types of cake except for carrot cake. I can't eat carrot cake ever again. I just can't do it. I don't care what you put on it or what you do to it. I just can't do it. I can't deal with it no more. my body is very resistant to that. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to all types of desserts, though. But I have my selective few that I really enjoy the most. So the time now, it is 10:40. We got about 20 minutes of air time. We're going to go take another break. When we come back, we're going to preview the Thursday game. and I'm going to add my 2 cents on who I think is going to win, and we're going to wrap up the show. So this is Rocket Radio Blast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast. The time is 10:45. We got 15 minutes left. And one of the other things I enjoy about Thanksgiving is the pleasure of watching football. I first started watching the NFL back in 1989 when I was 3 years old, growing up in Detroit as a Lions fan. The year they drafted Barry Sanders, and I watched him all the way until his very final game, the very final run of his career, and his unexpected retirement, which I wasn't too surprised about. When it officially happened. But throughout the years, I was always watching Thanksgiving on football, on Thanksgiving, and it was just very, very prestigious. to me. It something about watching football on Thanksgiving was just, it just had an impact on me, a very good one. You could be with your family. You could all get together and watch your hometown team play football. And that was something that really made me feel great, because it's not like I get to spend a lot of time with my family. So when I'm with them and if we're watching football, we're really into it. It's something about that that just says, yeah, this is what I'm looking forward to. The first game, speaking of hometown team, my Lions hosting the Bears, who are 7-3. The Lions are 4-6. 12:30 at CBS. It's going to be at Ford Field. The Lions have beaten the Bears 6 out of the last 8 games. And really, though, if you go back to the 2013, the Lions had swept the Bears, I want to say, 4 of the past 6 years. 2014, they swept them. Last year, they swept them. And then in 2015 as well. So 2013, 2014, 2015, 2017. 2016, the Bears beat them 17-14 in Chicago, and then earlier this year, just a couple weeks ago, actually, the Bears won 34-22 at Soldier Field. The last time the Bears won at Ford Field was back in 2012. That was when Jay Cutler was still the quarterback. The Bears actually swept the Lions that year, so that was also the last time the Bears swept the Lions. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think the Lions are going to get revenge. I think they're going to win, despite the way that the Bears are playing. Mitchell Trubisky is playing pretty well. He's thrown for almost 2,500 yards this year with a 65.4 completion percentage, a 20-9 touchdown interception ratio. He's playing pretty good. And I had my doubts about him. To be honest with you, I wasn't upset when the Bears took him with the pick last year. I was just upset and disappointed that I was just baffled, really, that they traded up one spot to get him. They traded up one pick from number 3 to number 2 with the 49ers to get him, when they could have had him with the 3rd overall pick instead of having to trade a draft pick just to move up one spot. The 49ers weren't even thinking about getting Mitchell Trubisky. They went defense with their pick. So I just thought that that was a waste. If you're the Bears, you don't really want to lose out any of your draft picks. Draft picks are so valuable. You don't want to give up a draft pick to move up one spot to get a guy that you could have had originally with your original pick, because that team that you traded with wasn't even thinking about him. They didn't have him on their draft board. But that's all I'm saying. But Mitchell Trubisky is playing pretty well this year. I don't think he might get a few votes and maybe some consideration for MVP, but he is certainly overshadowed by Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, maybe even Jared Goff as well. So he's probably in that conversation. He might be in the top 5 right now, but I don't think so. I do expect the Lions to win this game and get back on track a little bit. It should be a good game, though. It's a whole classic rivalry. This is one of the oldest rivalries in the history of the NFL, going all the way back to the 1920s. Actually, 1930s, when the Lions originally played what they were originally known as the Port Smart Spartans. That was a long time ago, when they first came to the league in 1934. But this is going to be a traditional battle. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing the Lions get some revenge. So Matthew Stafford's been playing pretty solid lately. He's thrown for over 2,600 yards. With a 66.3 completion percentage, 17 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. The Bears beat the Vikings this past week 25-20 in a game that had first place in the NFC North on the line pretty much. The Lions came off of a nail biter against the Panthers 20-19 in a game where the Panthers kicker was just missing field goals. He missed 2 field goals and an extra point, which would have won the game for the Panthers if they had just gone and made the extra point and then ended and just tied the game. Me personally, I didn't have a problem with Ron Rivera going for it. I just don't like the execution. Cam Newton could have ran that ball in. We've seen him run the ball from 2 yards out to go into the end zone when you're deep in your opponent's territory in the red zone. Just poor execution. Just the bad throw itself was really the disappointing part. By the way, I really like Kerryon Johnson. I like him. I think he's on pace to get over 1,000 yards this year. But LeGarrette Blount has come in and gives them a big spark when they've had the opportunity to score in the red zone. Kenny Golladay, I've been sold on him from day one. I said, this guy's going to be a star. And with Golden Tate not being there no longer, he's going to have more opportunities to really stand out. And with Marvin Jones being injured, he may not play tomorrow. So that's something to look out for. But I got the Lions winning this game. I think they're going to win. And I think they're going to try and make a wild card push. Who knows? Maybe they can catch the Bears. We'll see. We'll see what happens from now up until week 17. The second game is going to take place between the Redskins and Cowboys at 4 o'clock on Fox. The Redskins came off a tough loss at home against the Texans. The Cowboys went on the road and beat the Falcons. Boy, Atlanta, what an afterthought they've become ever since that Super Bowl loss to the Patriots. This is another bitter rivalry. This rivalry goes way back as well. You know, these two teams don't like each other, and this is going to have a lot of significance because people are talking about the Redskins or Cowboys. One of these two teams is going to win the NFC East. Nobody's putting Philadelphia out there that much because they've had some bad losses. Philadelphia got smoked by the Saints this past week. I mean, my goodness. I wrote them off after that game because I feel like, yeah, they're going to be hungover. They got their Super Bowl. Fans should finally be satisfied about that. It's whatever. But I think that the Redskins or Cowboys, now the Redskins are currently in first place, okay? They're currently in first place in the NFC East, but I think that the Cowboys have a chance to catch them, and they will have a chance to catch them greatly if they can win this game. The Redskins are currently just one game over the Cowboys, so if the Cowboys can win this game, more than likely they'll be in first place in the NFC East. One of the other things, the thing that I'm looking forward to seeing is the quarterback matchup. Now, these two teams last played back in November of last year in Dallas. The Cowboys won that game 38-14. Dak Prescott was just putting up numbers. Ezekiel Elliott was doing his thing running football. The Redskins have a new quarterback this year, Alex Smith, who's thrown for almost 2,200 yards, a 10-5 touchdown interception ratio. But he got injured in the last game. So Colt McCoy is going to be the starter. Looks like Alex Smith's season might be done. So can the Redskins hold off in this division? I don't know. And it's nothing against Colt McCoy, but anytime your starting quarterback gets injured, yeah, a lot of times when you bring in that backup, especially a backup that hasn't thrown a pass in, what, 3 years, or hasn't started the game in 3 years, yeah, you're going to have difficulty winning. I don't really like the Redskins' chances in this game. And I would have said the same thing even if Alex Smith was healthy. I just don't like this matchup right now for the Redskins. It looks like the Cowboys are starting to hit their stride a little bit. The off-season issues and things of that nature, they're starting to come together, and they're starting to win, and they're starting to put together something that could translate into division supremacy. If they win this game, they'll be in first place, so they'll have an opportunity to win out, hopefully, with the Giants being a mess, Philadelphia struggling. The Cowboys have already beaten the Eagles on the road a week ago, so they got a shot. They got a shot. We'll see. This could be a seesaw battle. This could be a battle that could go into week 17 as far as who's going to win this division. So that's something to keep your eye on. I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win, and they might even win big. It might be 38-14 again. But I think they will win this game, and they'll move into first place in the NFC East by doing so. And then the third game is going to take place between the Falcons and Saints Thursday night at 8:30 on NBC. Do anybody want to play the Saints right now? I mean, they are just smoking hot. This team, they're 9-1. They look like the Falcons did 2 years ago with that offense, at least offensively. Defensively, they're playing as great as I've seen them play. I haven't seen the Saints defense this good since, I want to say, the year 2000. when they were really one of the top five teams. They were like a top 10 team in terms of sacks. They had guys like Joe Johnson and Norman Hand, Leroy Glover, guys that could get to the quarterback. I mean, they had a strong pass rush that year. Aaron Brooks came out of nowhere, a guy who was a backup in Green Bay to Brett Favre. We never even seen him take a snap, I don't think. Comes over, takes over for Jeff Blake, who got injured about halfway through the season. Aaron Brooks just came in and gave him a spark. It was Jim Haslett's first year as a head coach. They went on to win that division, the NFC West. They beat the Rams in the first round in the playoffs, who were the defending Super Bowl champs at the time. So the Saints were kind of like, yeah, that was a very interesting year for them. Throughout the years, I've seen the Saints, you know, defensively, they struggle, they give up too many big plays. Their defense that's predicated on forcing turnovers. They don't get a lot of sacks, but they are a blitzing team. But they are really playing some strong defense right now. Every time these two teams get together, it's always going to be a shootout. Now, these two teams last played each other back in December of last year. The Saints actually won in a low-scoring affair to some degree, 23-13. I can see the Saints blowing out the Falcons, but you never really know. These two teams match up with each other so well that it's almost like it's going to be decided by 10 points or less. That could be the case in this one, or I could just see the Saints just flat out beating the Falcons soundly, like, I don't know, 30-10 or something like that. The Falcons are struggling offensively right now. Matt Ryan is not playing like himself. Even though he's got a 22-4 touchdown interception ratio this year, but he's been struggling a little bit as of late. He struggled certainly against Dallas. Drew Brees, to me, might end up winning the MVP award. This guy has only thrown one pick all year. 25 touchdowns, mind you, to one interception. He's got a 77 completion percentage. He's going to run away with MVP. In the beginning of the year, I said, okay, Patrick Mahomes might have a shot when the Chiefs got off to a fast start. And then after watching that Monday night game against L.A., I said, ooh, Jared Goff might have some cause here. He might have a case for himself. But I'm looking at Drew Brees right now. There's nobody more deserving of the MVP award than him. Unless he falters down the stretch, the MVP award is his to lose. And the Saints might end up finishing with the NFL's best record. That means you're going to have to go to the Superdome to beat them. And that's not going to be easy. We've seen the Saints have home field advantage before, and they went to the Super Bowl back in 2009 and won. I can't see anybody going to the Superdome and winning. I can't see the Rams doing it, even though they could challenge them. I don't see – obviously the Eagles couldn't do it. I don't think they could. So it's going to be a tough call. If you got to go to the Superdome to win, forget it. Pack your bags. It might not even be worth the trip, or unpack your bags. But I got the Saints winning this game. And I think they'll handle this pretty well. So basically, I got all three home teams winning on Thanksgiving. I got Detroit in an upset. I got Dallas over Washington. And I got New Orleans over Atlanta. But either way, we should have some good games. We should have some good matchups tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing how these games are going to turn out, and hopefully you will as well. So we've come to the end of our broadcast today for the Rocket Radio Blast. It was a pleasure being on air with you. Whether you're going to have some turkey, some duck, some honey ham, whatever you end up eating, make it a great one. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for friends. Be thankful for life. Be thankful that you're still here, and be thankful that God is allowing you to live still. We're forgetting who our Creator is, and we shouldn't. Be thankful for Him. Be thankful that you're still here. There's a lot of bad things happening right now. Be thankful that you still have a life to live. So we come to the end of our broadcast. I want to say thank you guys for listening. We'll be back on air at our regular time next Wednesday evening. Chevy will be here alongside with me, so stay tuned for our next broadcast. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, your loved ones, whoever you're spending the day with. Make it a great one. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And yours truly, Rocket. We'll see y'all next time. You can catch me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Take care of yourselves. Get ready for a power trip. Happy Thanksgiving again. We'll see y'all next time.